Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. When faced with a health or medical emergency, the last thing you want to think about is how you're going to be able to make dinner each night. A local Grand Rapids nonprofit is working to limit that burden on folks. On our show today is Amy Thomas-Mellema, the Executive Director of Revive and Thrive. Amy, welcome to Community Connection. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Allison, for having me.
Tell us about Revive and Thrive. What is it? What's the mission? How does it work?
Absolutely. So we provide healthy, fresh meals to meet the nutritional needs of our clients who are facing some type of health crisis. It can be cancer, heart disease, kidney disease, or organ transplant. So we prepare the meals in our kitchen. We start with whole, locally sourced foods, prepare them in our kitchen, package them, and then we deliver them to our clients' homes. So we become part of their recovery. We follow the philosophy that food is medicine, and we follow the Mediterranean and the DASH diet. Our chef creates amazing meals that are globally inspired. They're healthy. They're just packed with vegetables and protein, and we really help our clients in what can be a very, very scary time for them.
When you say we here, break that down for me. I know that you're a nonprofit, so I'm sure some of that work is volunteers. Who is the we here in Revive and Thrive?
The we is, you are exactly right. We are a very small staff. We are a small but mighty staff that is run by an army of volunteers. We have volunteers that come in our kitchen. They start on Tuesday at noon with our what we call our chop and chat group. And that's what they do. They come into our kitchen and they chop and they start preparing the food and they get to chat with everyone else that's there. And we start at noon on Tuesday, and then we have another shift at 3:30 on Tuesday. And then we have two shifts on Wednesday. And our volunteers are working with our chef, preparing the meals, cooking them. Then we have a packaging team that package the food and labels the meals. And then our delivery drivers come on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And it's truly an amazing sight. We have all of our bags of meals because every client gets 7 meals each week. And the bags are lined up. And our delivery drivers come in. They grab those bags and then they disperse and they go and they deliver them to the clients' homes.
So how many clients are you serving each week?
Currently, we're serving 56 clients each week, but we do see that there's such a need for this service. People get it. You need to eat healthy when you're in a health crisis. It makes a difference. Everybody understands it. And we always have a wait list. So we're always trying to grow, trying to serve more clients.
What would help you serve more clients at this point? Is it you need more volunteers to get to that place?
It's a combination of things. One is the volunteers, and the second is financial. It's donors. Also, everybody knows groceries. Expenses are going up. So to serve more clients, we have to buy more groceries, and the grocery prices continue to rise. So we do ask for volunteers or donors to support our mission.
That's a great place right now to pitch that. Where can people find out more about how to volunteer, how to support, how to donate?
That's great. Thank you, Allison. Go to our website, reviveandthriveproject.org. On our website, you'll find information about volunteering. We have a very short, simple volunteer application. Fill that out, sign up for a shift, but we also have a place where you can donate. In fact, at the end of this week, we're going to be starting on March 8th, we're going to be starting a monthly giving campaign so that if you can give and give every month on a regular basis, that really helps us because it helps us know what revenue we have coming in. So that we can continue to buy more groceries and serve more clients.
Yeah, sustaining donors. I'm learning that's the key to a healthy nonprofit.
Yes, it is.
So Let's go back a little bit. Tell me about the history, how Revive and Thrive started. When did it start?
Absolutely. We started in 2015. Wendy Borden is our founder, and she's a nutritionist, and she was facing a health crisis of cancer herself. And she knew nutrition makes such a difference in recovering from your health crisis and even making it so that you can go and get treatment. And she knew how important it was, yet she also knew she was exhausted and how difficult it was. So here's someone who that was her career is nutrition, and she was struggling. So she understood that there's probably a lot of other people out there. And that's what we see. Our clients are facing a really scary time. Some of them are all alone and they don't have family support. So they don't have anyone to help them prepare meals. And think about it. You've gone to the doctor. You're exhausted. You're worried about your copay, your deductible. You're going to see a specialist. And then you're told, yeah, eat healthy. You got to get your potassium up so that you can get your chemo. Well, how do you do that? Broccoli and kale. Well, maybe you've never cooked those things, or you don't know how, or you're just too tired to even go to the store. And that's where we step in. So we create those meals and bring them to people. So we've been serving clients since 2015.
I like that. I like that you're not really reinventing the wheel. Like that casserole chain has always existed in community, but you are just establishing it so that people can depend on it a little bit more and know that they're going to get those meals when they need them. So we've talked about the history. How has it grown since 2015? What are you seeing? Has it been successful?
It has. There's definitely a need. Just in this past year alone, we grew in 2023, we grew by 58%. We increased the number of meals that we're providing by 58% compared to 2022. And like I said, we always have a wait list because people get it. The need is there.
What is your service area around Grand Rapids? How far are you willing to drive out to these folks?
We service the greater Grand Rapids area. And if someone is outside of the service, if they have a caregiver that might be willing to meet one of our drivers, we might be able to accommodate that. Ada, Kentwood, Wyoming, Granville.
Is there a requirement? And or like, do they have to prove that they have financial need in order to qualify for this? Or how does that process
work? So we get referrals from healthcare providers, for example, from the cancer center, and we get community health workers, nurses, and there's 7 diagnosis codes that our clients have. There's no income requirement. That being said, the average annual household income of our clients last year was less than $23,000, which goes to show we really need to help some of these clients that are struggling both financially and with a health crisis. But there's a referral form on our website that either your provider, your healthcare provider can fill out, or you can do a self-referral, and then our program director will contact you.
And we talked a little bit about volunteers, but there is a special type of volunteer that you have, and they're teenagers. Tell us a little bit about this teen program.
Yes, the teen program is amazing. So we get teens in the kitchen, and we teach them a variety of things, culinary skills. So we have some teens that maybe they're not sure what they're going to do after high school. And so they want to explore the culinary world. They volunteer with us, and they can get real hands-on experience in a commercial kitchen and explore what, you know, is this something they want to do? We get the teens can come on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 3:30 to 6:30. So they learn about the kitchen. They learn about volunteering. They hear about our clients. They get to get an experience with other teens. High school's hard. High school's really hard. And this is a safe place for them. And it's really interesting. We'll see teens from different high schools come together. And maybe if they were in high school together, they may not even talk to each other. But when they're sitting there at the counter working on a recipe or cutting up vegetables, all of a sudden, there's this connection. There's something that they're both working on. And they start talking and they begin to have a relationship and become friends. And it's just such a great experience. Also, it's really cool because they'll be in the kitchen and we have a lot of retirees that are volunteers. And so we get this multi-generational kitchen working, and you see everyone working together for the common good of making a difference in our community. And it's really awesome.
And learning how to cook. I wish I would have learned that in high school.
Because... we hear that a lot, that they come out and all of a sudden you hear them talking about, well, do you know there's a reason you're supposed to massage kale before you cook with it? And, oh, look what I made. And they'll take something home to their family and show, look, I made this. I know how to cook.
Yeah, you got to be careful or you'll be in charge of family dinners after that. So are these students GRPS students? Does it matter what school district they're coming from? Are they a part of a program? How do they come to you? How do they find out about you?
Right. So again, go to our website, fill out a volunteer application. We get students from all over the Grand Rapids area and surrounding suburbs. There's no one particular high school. They all come, and they all come for different reasons. Some just need service hours. Some want to explore a kitchen. Some want to give back. So it's a variety of reasons from a variety of schools.
We are just about out of time today. I want to make sure that we have another opportunity to point people in the right direction, to donate, volunteer, get involved. But is there anything that we didn't talk about during our conversation today?
Just, I think the difference that we make for our clients. This is something a lot of our clients feel very alone and very scared. And we provide not only food and nutrition, but we provide a support system that they have. And it's so valuable to the community. So if people can go to our website, reviveandthriveproject.org, and give their time or of a financial donation, we sure would appreciate it.
Reviveandthriveproject.org. Look for a place to donate, a place to get involved with volunteering. Keep an eye on what you're doing over there. Make sure that people are getting fed when they're going through a hard time. Well, thank you so much, Amy. Thank you for coming on our show today and telling us about all the important work that you're doing. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Allison.
Yeah, of course. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that is our program for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week, same place, same time, on 88.1 FM WYCE.